So here we are, almost Christmas time, but heading towards Christmas time, not in a frenzy of crazy consumerism, but hopefully in a reflective mood, and hopefully to take us round to that, we are delighted as ever to welcome, albeit telephonically, that's for reasons which connect us with our southern base station and sister service here at Southside Broadcasting, at Siren FM, Malcolm Masterman, full-time chaplain, of course, Reverend Malcolm Masterman, for... I'll just rephrase that, Malcolm, because obviously you are the team leader for the chaplaincy team at the James Cook University Hospital. I might edit that. Then again, I might think it's Christmas. I'll leave it in. How are you?
I'm fine. I respond to anything, Alan. Oh. You know that.
On an interesting, I mean, again, it's one of those things, as one becomes more experientially enhanced or chronologically gifted, it seems we sort of move from Christmas to Christmas more and more rapidly. But it is so important, I mean, again, and hopefully you share this with us, to acknowledge, I mean, it's a cliche, but the real meaning of Christmas.
Yes. Well, it's not yet Christmas, so let's leave Christmas
Indeed.
A little bit there.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is a time of preparation and a time of thinking. When we think about Christmas, obviously what we're celebrating is the birth of a child, and maybe the image of a pregnant lady is one of the things we need to just hang on to for a few moments. Just the concept of preparing for that birth and just listening to the child that is growing within and the new life that is about to come. Not quite there, but nearly there, and that's an image that I think is resonant at this time, because there's lots of hopes in the birth of a child, and Advent is a time of hope. We think about what the child may do, or hope that it's healthy, or whatever that may be. Think of the joy that birth will bring. Think of the peace that will bring peace, and think of the love that may come. I think those are four of the main themes of Advent, in that just looking forward to that birth at Christmas time.
Certainly, churches across the land have been celebrating by lighting the first candle in the 4 weeks and the run up to obviously the great day itself. But the other point is, there are folk who will possibly be listening to this either within the James Cook University Hospital or on podcasts or in other ways, who are having challenging times. I mean, I'd like to mention one of our listeners, Penny Evans, who's currently sort of praying very very much for her mother, who's had an unfortunate challenge herself with respect to a recent operation, etc. It's important to kind of acknowledge these kind of areas, these kind of issues, and to realise, A, we're not alone, but B, actually, you think back to that original nativity tale and the line of things, having to sort of travel off for a census, once again the bureaucrats running it, the whole thing it would seem, you know, whilst you're pregnant on the back of a donkey, it's not easy.
Absolutely. And when you think this was to a man that she did not know... had not known,
yeah.
And the whole mystery of that, surrounding that birth, there they are off on a census, all that hope and expectation, uncertainty of what was to follow, etc. This is very much a time of uncertainty. We live in a time of uncertainty. We cannot help but think back to the Glasgow on Friday night, and people go out to celebrate and to begin their Christmas parties, and something happens from the sky, so to speak. The helicopter crashes and people's lives are changed forevermore. None of us have any certainties, and the Mary and Joseph, as they journeyed on to Bethlehem, were unsure of what they were going to find. They hadn't made very good preparations. They hadn't a room for them in the inn, and they were shoved off into the stable, so to speak. Preparation, this is a time of preparation, this Advent season, and a time of reflection, and a time to think through those important things in our lives. And the important things may not be the parties, may not be the presents. The important things may be about oneself, one's health, the message of Christmas, the message of the birth that gives us hope in difficult times.
Yes, I'm also struck by your words there, Malcolm, in terms of it's not necessarily the case of just feeling that you are unprepared, but also maybe the rejoinder to that is sometimes you just have to have faith, genuine faith, that things will work out. And strangely enough, they usually do.
Yes, but they may not work out the way one hopes
indeed.
Or expected.
Yeah.
Come back to that part of the Bible, it says worrying doesn't add anything to us.
Mm.
But we do all worry. We worry about our children. We worry about those we love. We worry about our jobs. We spend our times worrying, and yet we cannot change anything that worry.
Again, time for preparation, time to actually contemplate, time to reflect on the whole process, all very much there. We will hopefully certainly speak again before the grand day actually launches, of course. It's strange how it always comes around on December 25th every year, but never mind. I'm sure we can look to that.
I'm sure it does, but I think that message of peace, hope, love, joy in this Advent period is one that we all need to carry with us.
Absolutely. Reverend Malcolm Masterman, team leader for the chaplaincy team, obviously, at the James Cook University Hospital, a delight as ever. And we will speak again very soon.
I'll be happy to do that.
A little postscript to the actual piece. Malcolm, of course, we've got details of the carol services and various other events that the chaplaincy team are coordinating.
Indeed. On the Wednesday, the 18th of December, we will have a carol service at 4 o'clock in the atrium of the James Cook Hospital. And then on Christmas Eve at 4 o'clock, there will be the Roman Catholic Mass. And on carol singing around the wards on Christmas Eve with the Salvation Army Band from 7 o'clock. And on Christmas Day, there will be an Anglican Free Church service of Holy Communion at 11:15 in the hospital chapel.